This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Christian woman in Sudan who is 8 months pregnant and sentenced to torture and hanging has captured the attention of the U.S. Senate. They are pleading with the Obama administration to help Maryam Ibrahim, as well as her nearly two-year-old son, an American citizen, jailed with his mother and sick from the prison conditions. The Louisiana state legislature passed today a bill that Planned Parenthood says could close 3 of the 5 abortion clinics in Louisiana. The Unsafe Abortion Protection Act would clamp down on abortion clinics unable to follow basic health and safety standards or which employ abortionist doctors unable to gain admitting privileges at local hospitals. One doctor testified that abortion facilities shouldn't have special loopholes. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other news, Justina Pelletier turned 16 in state custody because an ideologically driven dispute between doctors led Boston Children's Hospital to turn the Connecticut girl over to Massachusetts state authorities. The HHS mandate has been halted against two Christian colleges by a court order Wednesday, and a Texas court ruled that a Planned Parenthood abortion business must answer for allegations that it participated in a massive Medicaid fraud scheme to the tune of $1.4 million. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.